One, singing an Elder Bill Taylor of
Abraham and Isaac. Isaac was the Lord's gift to Abraham. Abraham had another son, Ishmael, but that was not his heir. But Isaac was. And I see such a beautiful figure in that as it coming. That was Lord hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of the blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yet back there, Abraham went out and he went and he made preparations and he carried the material, made the altar, and he told the ones that went with him to wait here. So him and Isaac went on here on the mountain and make their sacrifice. And he had done draw the knife to kill his beloved son. And brethren, all of us as natural parents have our own natural children that the Lord has blessed us with. We have many times, as Brother Wood put it to you this morning, haven't you many times in your life begin to think what a trying time that would be? And I agree with Brother Wood. I don't believe there's a one of us in this house that of our natural selves could go out yonder in the mountain or here in this building and sacrifice our own body, the offerings of our own natural bodies. The only way you could do that would be like Abraham was. Abraham was tried by the Spirit of the Almighty God, and he was made willing that he would sacrifice his own son, Isaac. And he had done draw the knife to sacrifice his own son. And the Lord spoke to him, and he turned and looked, and there caught in the thicket was the ram. And there was the sacrifice, brethren, and there was a figure of Jesus Christ. The Lord himself had provided the sacrifice, and the Lord did provide the sacrifice for the redemption of his own people. No, Abraham didn't have to slay his own son, and Isaac was spared. Isaac was a chosen servant of the Lord himself, as same as Abraham was. And yet, in that thing was a figure that the Lord, it seemed like Abraham thought that the Lord required that he sacrifice Isaac his son. And yet, the Lord did that very thing that Isaac, that Abraham thought that he must sacrifice his son Isaac. And brethren, every child of God, every heir of promise that'll ever be in heaven, be with Jesus, be like him, and be satisfied. They was covered in that covenant that the brother, he went back. Sometimes you hear Brother Plowman make the remark, is that going back too far for you? No, brethren, you don't go back too far for God's people. And we sit here and talk this morning. God's people was chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and before any of us was ever conceived in our natural parents, we were chosen in the blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even as the children of wrath, we are born of natural birth, but all that are carnal-minded men and the people of the world, that's all the birth that they'll ever have. But all of God's children, all of God's people are begotten again into a life of hope. They are born of the Spirit that the brother was talking about. That thing of Nicodemus has touched me on many occasions. There was a man still thinking calm, you see, seeing as I'm an old man, can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Why, that is an impossibility with the way that Nicodemus was thinking. But that wasn't what the Lord was talking about. But he must be born on the Spirit of God. Brethren, every child of God is born on the Spirit of God. Every child of God has that seed in him, and
Sandy brother talking about those beautiful things up going back yonder when we were chosen in God in that covenant from and before the foundation of the world. There's some beautiful things kept in all the things that he was talking about this morning. There was a small portion of scripture that I thought, if I could find it, I'd read that. It seemed like the brother would touching on many things. I don't know what portion I wanted to read, but I'll begin at the 62nd verse of the 6th chapter of St. John. What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there were some of you that believed not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Brethren, Brother Wood touched on many of those things. How that the Lord, and it's in this same chapter, would be called on the Father to glorify him with a glory that he had with him before. Brethren, those things, how the God of this world had a man of a natural man know anything as he ought. And every man that is born, that is the most of men, I sometimes think of how John was quickened in his mother's womb and lived for joy at the salutation rather than that thing of spiritual power how the Almighty God had worked into his people. And Brother Wood talking about us being dead and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. Brethren, a man is born on a natural birth and he's never been born out of the Spirit of God, never been brought out of the nation's darkness into the marvelous light that the brother's talking about. All men, I said a while ago, maybe except in a few cases, all natural born men are dead in trespasses and in sins. They don't know anything about the ways of the Lord until they're born of the Spirit of God. And when the Lord, God himself, comes to them and reveals himself to them and begins a good work in their minds and their hearts and the breast of his people, brethren, he stirs them up and they become life centers. Ain't but two kind of people on the face of this earth, never has been, and they're life centers and dead centers. And the man out yonder in the world that's carnal minded and never been born of the Spirit of God, he is dead in his own sins and don't even know it. Yes, as the brother said, he touched me in many ways. I know we are taught as children to pray and to say the Lord's Prayer. Those things, many by the parents, and they used to teach those things in the public schools. Many things we are taught by our people that we grow up with. But brethren, everyone that is taught of the Lord is taught of the Spirit of God. And Brother Wood, before he sat down here, talking about how, and lo, all these many years, he hadn't learned anything new, or he hadn't come with anything different. Well, brethren, he was taught of the Most High God. And when a man is taught of the Spirit of God, he's taught never as man is taught, because a man can't teach the things of the Lord. We know, we can tell a person how to say the Lord's Prayer in a natural way, but to be born of that unction from on high. And when a man comes, have you heard Elder Wood this morning preaching and demonstration of spirit and power. He has to be clothed upon, and he has to have the gospel is the power of God, and it's not wasted, and it's not in a wasted way, but it's preached effectual unto his people. I believe every time that the Lord blesses some servant to preach of God's unsearchable riches, he prepares someone to hear it, and it ain't nobody but the one that's preaching to himself, even though maybe he ain't speaking an audible word, ain't making no sound, no heart or cry, but he's preaching to himself. And I believe that when the gospel is preached, it's preached and demonstrating how the Spirit and a man, a natural man of himself, can't preach the unsearchable riches of Christ Jesus. He don't even know Christ. He don't even know the truth. And he ain't in possession of the word. When a man preaches the word, he's preaching Jesus. And when he's preaching Jesus, he's preaching the truth. And when he's preaching the truth, he's preaching Jesus. And when he's had his feet prepared and his feet shod with the preparation of the gospel from on high, then he is indeed and in truth, he's been clothed upon by the Spirit of unction from on high, and he's just a mouthpiece, so to speak, of the Lord God of heaven. I know of a man of his own self can do nothing as he ought, and I oftentimes ask myself, where would I be except the Lord keep me, and except the Lord undertake for me? Where would we be? Brother, we were talking about that prayer a while ago. There come a time in my life, back yonder a few years ago, and it would seem like it is with me when I was awake, it is with me when I was asleep, and I'd wake up with that thing, and I'd go to bed with it, and I would be begging Lord to undertake for me. And brethren, sometimes today I'm made to realize, and I ask myself, and I ask you this many times, where would you be today except you was led by the Spirit of the Almighty God? Would you be here on a morning like this, a desiring a crumb from the Master's table, except the Lord has stirred up your pure mind and led you to his banqueting house, where his banner over you is love? Brethren, if we're all left up to ourselves, and we're back yonder in carnality, and in a sense, never been brought to the knowledge of the truth, we'd have been out yonder in the world somewhere enjoying those things. You wouldn't have cared anything about being at the house of the Lord, or you wouldn't have been hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Those things are brought about by the Lord himself, not by the creature.
Again, I say I'm thankful that the Lord gives the other wood of mine to come and be with us. And I hope the Lord will bless him to do so again in the near future. Maybe you could come back at our communion. Anybody have one in mind?
How about Amazing Grace? Did you sing that this morning?
No, we didn't. 175. We'll announce an open door for the reception of members. If there be someone here that can't go away satisfied, you have this opportunity to tell the brethren of your feelings. And we extend the right hand of fellowship. The Lord has blessed us here today. I feel like I certainly enjoyed the Elder Wood preaching to us so sweetly and so wonderful. And I was going to say, sometimes it seemed like the best part of our meeting is the right hand of fellowship when we break up. And I say it so often, I hope our people never get away from that. Anything to announce?
Amazing grace.
Lord in this minute.
My gracious Heavenly Father, we have so much to be thankful for. Thank you that you have been with us this day that we are going to be praised graciously. We are good in thy hand, always have been and always will be. Thank you for gifts to be present. Deal with this church. I wish to bury this church in the doctrine of what I say to you, pray thee to continue to preserve it as long as you are saved. God, thanks, grace. Nothing is sufficient for us to talk by the teachers. We may know the truth. Enable us, Father, by thy service, to contend earnestly for the faith God wants to live. Keep us from being turned aside to ever into doctrine, which men delight in.